One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Mother Barber and Clifford in the kitchen of the family home.
I apologize for Pinky, Mother. That's all I can do.
Oh, that's all right, Hazel. We'll all get through it somehow.
I'm almost afraid to go and talk to Father. I know Pinky was rude to him, and Gar upset.
It isn't Pinky who upsets me so much. It's when Pinky upsets Henry, and Henry upsets Mrs. Kettleman.
Yeah, that's why Mom and I are doing the dishes tonight. It's a chain reaction.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Have you ever tried Alka-Seltzer as first aid for relief from a headache? Well, friends, if you haven't, you should. Yes, Alka-Seltzer acts so fast, relieves pain so fast, that you're missing out on a mighty good thing if you don't know about Alka-Seltzer and depend on it when you're feeling miserable with a headache. Alka-Seltzer gives you the benefits of one of the world's most effective pain relievers, and it's so easy and so pleasant to take that we know you'll like it. So remember this. Where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from the pain of a headache. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 9, Book 80. That spacious, peaceful-looking, handsome old house, the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, just at the moment, is not so peaceful on the inside. Henry Barber's grandson, Pinky, is working out a debt to his grandfather, $250. And out of a possible 60 work hours, he has now put in about 11. This afternoon, he vanished altogether, departing in a frenzy. It is 8 o'clock in the evening now, as Pinky's mother, Hazel, comes into the kitchen of the family home, where Mother Barber and Clifford are doing the dishes.
Oh, Hazel.
Hiya.
Hello. Where's Father, Mother?
I think he's lying down in the library, Hazel.
Well, Mother, we're just heartsick about Pinky's behavior. I couldn't get over here earlier because Dan was late for dinner, and we had to help Margaret with her algebra. I wanted Dan to come with me, but he's so ashamed of Pinky, I don't think he can look Father in the eye. And I wonder if I can either.
Oh, hey, Hazel, take it easy.
Oh, Cliff, I know, Hazel. We'll all get through it somehow.
Pinky came home from here simply in a frenzy. I said to him, "Have you been rude to your grandfather?" I couldn't get any answer. He put on his sports coat and those ridiculous uplift shoes, borrowed 98 cents from Margaret's piggy bank, and left in a fury for Belvedere to see that girl at Eunice.
Hey, now, easy does it. Come on, Hazel. It's not as bad as all that.
Pinky wasn't rude to your father, Hazel. He quit early and he went home angry. But he wasn't so very rude, was he, Clifford?
Don't try to soften it, Mother. I know perfectly well he made a terrible scene over here.
Oh, now, it wasn't exactly a scene. It was more of a dramatic exit. Pinky said Dad had thrown $1 million right out the window for him and slammed the door and left. That was all. There's nothing to it.
Oh. Well, I apologize, Mother. That's all I can do.
That's all right, Hazel. We'll get through it. It isn't Pinky that upsets me so much. It's when Pinky upsets your father and then your father upsets Mrs. Kettleman.
That's why Mom and I are doing the dishes tonight. It's a chain reaction. How about this one, Mom? Is it rent?
Yes, Clifford, go right ahead.
It was a mistake to think even Father could make Pinky work.
No.
From what Pinky said, I gather the girl drove right up here after she couldn't get him on the telephone.
Yeah, out in front in a big convertible with her little palm slammed right smack down on a loud, loud horn.
Oh, did you see her, Clifford?
Mm-hmm.
What did she look like?
Well, she ain't pretty, Hazel, I'll say that for her. I only got a glimpse. Looked, like kind of a big girl. Wore glasses.
Clifford, I haven't rinsed that. Let me have it.
Oh,
there. I'm almost afraid to go to talk to Father.
Oh, he's fine now, Hazel.
Yeah, he's a lot better than he was before dinner.
The whole thing was against my better judgment. We should have paid Pinky's debts in the first place, not involved Father at all. Well, I'm going to pay it now. I might as well go and have it over with.
Hazel, Pinky didn't behave so badly.
If what he did at home was any sample, I can imagine it was bad enough.
Pardon me. Who's out there? Whose voice is that?
It's I, Father. Where are you?
The library, Hazel. Come in. I just stretched out on the Davenport to rest a bit after dinner.
Come in.
I have something for you.
Huh?
Here, take this.
Huh? What's all this?
It's Dan's check for $241.15. It pays off what Pinky owes you, Father. We're simply not going to burden you with our problems anymore. We'll take care of that young man at home.
Don't want it.
Now, Father, there's no reason our son should upset two households.
Hazel, I don't want it, I say. No. I undertook to make that young man work out what he owes me. You agree to it, Hazel? Yes. Pinky got away from me this afternoon, but this affair isn't over. Here, I don't want your check. No, here, take it back. That boy is obligated to me, and he shall remain obligated to me until he has learned the virtues of honest toil.
Oh.
That's fine, Hazel. I've got him where I want him. Where is he now?
Oh, he's at Belvedere. He took a bus over there to see this Eunice, whoever she is. He doesn't care how he worries other people. He's probably sitting with her in the moonlight right now, happily whispering sweet nothings in her ear. Hey, will you look at that new moon up there, Eunice?
It's cold, Pinky. Let's go back in the house.
Oh, not now. We gotta have a chance to talk in private. Oh, come on. You aren't still sore at me.
I'm cold.
Here, put my coat on. Gosh, it's swell out here. Dock and boats and moon and everything. Here. How's that?
Well, you'll freeze now.
Oh, no. I'm pretty warm-blooded. Now, sit over closer. Oh, this bench was just made for us, wasn't it, huh?
Oh, Pinky. Your grandfather was just as rude as he could be on the telephone. I never had anybody talk to me that way.
Ah, nobody pays any attention to grandfather. He's just a mid-Victorian old guy living in the past.
He made me feel I'd done something horrible to call you on the telephone.
We don't pay any attention to him.
All our lives, we've heard of the Barbers of Seacliff. And I certainly didn't expect insults.
Oh, Eunice.
Pinky, I'm going to say something to you. My mother said I shouldn't, but I'm going to say it.
Huh?
Why haven't you invited me to Seacliff to meet your people? Is it because my family isn't elegant enough for you?
Oh, Eunice.
Or is it because I'm tall? You're ashamed of me because I'm so tall.
Gee, that's psychologically pretty insecure, Eunice. And you shouldn't feel insecure. Not with everything you've got. A girl that wins tennis tournaments and drives a big car and has a yacht and a house like this.
You never really answer any question, Pinky. You just duck and dodge around. Now listen. Mother and I both think it's very darn strange I've never been invited to meet your people. You've been here for dinner dozens of times, and out on the boat and driving the cars. Well, you either give me a very good reason why I can't meet your family, or you can take your coat and put it on and leave, and never come back. I'm not a complete fool, Pinky.
Honey, I could explain it, but...
Well, do it.
I wish you'd just take me on faith.
I've taken you on faith, and I won't anymore.
Look, I admit I haven't... Well, it isn't to your discredit, see? It's mine. Okay, I'll tell you, but everything will be all over between us. But I'd rather lose out than have you feel as bad as this, Eunice.
Oh, don't just talk around and around. Let's hear your silly excuses, whatever they are.
Okay.
Well?
Eunice, you know the tuxedo?
What tuxedo?
Mine, the one I bought that's up in your closet. And the blue serge yachting suit and the tennis clothes and all those things I leave up in your closet.
Well, what have they got to do with anything?
They're the whole point. Look, Eunice, the Barbers of Seacliff, everybody thinks they're rich, see? Well, my grandfather's retired. He's got money. And my Aunt Claudia and Uncle Nicky, they're rich. And Joan, my cousin, she's an heiress. But it stops right there, Eunice, and that's a fact. My Uncle Jack is busted. Uncle Cliff is busted. Paul, well, nobody knows anything about Uncle Paul. He keeps his mouth shut. And my folks... Well, honey, I know I gave the impression of having dough, but we just squeak along at our house. And I borrowed all the money to pay for the clothes I leave over here at your place.
Pinky.
So, when it all came out at home, my grandfather paid my debts. Now I'm working it out in his garden at 85 cents an hour. I'm practically an indentured servant, Eunice, and he's trying to teach me a lot of old-fashioned stuff like working 8 full hours without even a drink of water. And he's sore at me all the time. That's why he wouldn't let you talk to me on the phone.
Oh, Pinky.
Yeah. Now, don't you go breaking your heart over it, because it hasn't anything to do with you. It's because I'm in the doghouse.
How much did you borrow?
$250.
And how much do you still owe?
Eunice, at 85 cents an hour, you don't cut it down very fast. One day I hurt my back, and I've had to duck out to phone you and break our dates. That's why I've broken so many dates, Eunice. I'm just slave labor, you see. I've just been in a kind of trap. Flunking out of school... Nobody really wants to see me around, unless I'm bent double lifting a 2-ton flagstone. And if you're through with me, and I haven't got anything, that's all. I'm bankrupt and friendless.
Pinky, you didn't answer my question. What do you still owe that mean old grandfather?
$241.15.
Why, Pinky, that isn't anything. I've got that much stuck in my jewel box and crisp new bills.
Huh?
Oh, Pinky, you foolish boy. We never have to worry about any silly little old thing like money.
What?
Why, you walk in tomorrow and peel off the money and throw it at your grandfather's feet.
Huh?
Give me a kiss, like you really love me. Here, let me take off my glasses. And I'm not so tall, am I, Pinky? especially when I've got on these flat heels. Do I seem tall?
Tall? Why, say, I never had an interest in little dames, Eunice. No, sir. From the time I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I've always preferred big, tall girls. I don't know why it is.
Oh, Pinky, you're so sweet.
Thank you, Eunice. I never knew you even kept money around the house. Why didn't you tell me before?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Mothers, you know the danger of infection from cuts and scratches. Yet very often, children do not tell you about them because they don't want some harsh, burning, fiery antiseptic poured into the wound. And that's why you, Mother, and your children, too, will love Bactine. You see, Bactine is a powerful antiseptic and germicide. It fights germs effectively, yet it is soothingly gentle, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin nor clothing. It has a fresh, clean odor, too. Yes, Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is truly a new development made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. In addition to its antiseptic qualities, Bactine provides effective relief for itching skin due to heat rash, for the itching and burning of athlete's foot. Try Bactine, too, as a household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. A remarkable product, Bactine, as you'll agree once you've tried it. And we want you to do that on this no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it. If you don't think it is the finest all-around antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, find out for yourself on this no-risk offer how wonderful this amazing new antiseptic is. Be sure you ask for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Here's the family again.
238, 9, 40, 41.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Eunice. Never mind the 15 cents. I've got that right here in my pocket.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever use, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Hazel Comes to Paul, Chapter 10, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.